This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following a night in which former U.S. President Donald Trump received his party's nomination and introduced his running mate, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, the Republican National Convention heads into its second day Tuesday in Milwaukee. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Former President Donald Trump brought the crowd to life on Monday, entering the Fiserv Forum with a bandaged ear after his injury during an assassination attempt on Saturday. Trump named Ohio Senator and Hillbilly Effigy author J.D. Vance as his running mate. In an interview for Fox News Channel's Hannity, Vance says he admires Trump's approach to foreign policy.
You don't commit America's troops unless you really have to, but when you do, you punch and you punch hard.
RNC organizers say immigration and crime are the featured topics. Speakers are expected to include former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and family members of people murdered by immigrants who were in the U.S. illegally. Vance speaks Wednesday and former President Trump speaks Thursday. I'm Jennifer King.
Health officials at Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital report a strike on a UN school where hundreds of displaced people had been seeking shelter killed at least 9 people Tuesday. Reuters News Service reports as many as 23 were killed at the school. The Israeli army said in a statement that it struck terrorists who were operating in an UNRWA school, and ahead of the strike, numerous measures were taken to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. Israeli airstrikes killed more than 60 Palestinians in southern and central Gaza overnight into Tuesday, including one that struck an Israeli-declared safe zone, crowded with thousands of displaced people. Earlier Tuesday, bombardments on the Nuseirat and Zawadi refugee camps in central Gaza hit 4 houses, killing at least 24 people, including 10 women and 4 children. Police in Thailand say the bodies of 6 people were found at a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok, and poisoning is suspected. Thailand's foreign ministry said in a short statement Tuesday the dead were reported to be 2 Vietnamese Americans and 4 Vietnamese nationals. This is VOA News. Ukrainians are battling a record